then the 11 days following this, the 7 days, so that him is evil. So that means, when will be the 11th day of the him is evil, and the 18th of the month. So that means that if a woman will have the period every 18th day, then it's a pathological condition. But if a woman will have the period every 19th day, even though it's not the usual period, the usual period is every 30th day, every 29th day, but it's not pathological. So Mimela, that's why he calls, that's why Rashi says, the Esrim Yimitare. Why is Esrim called Yimitare? Because that is the days Shivo is Lenido, Shlesho Lizivo, the Esrim Yimitare. Because so then it comes together with the interval of the 20 days, so we have the Shiva and Nido Shlesho Zivo. Hariki Khoanoshin, alright, we'll leave it here. Now, I'm going to be in New York tomorrow, but I'll come back Wednesday. I would like to give, because I give only one share in the day. And then if I miss it, I would like, after all, it's very important sukkie, that's l'aloch l'maisi, it's to do investors and everything. So I would like Thursday to give you share in the day. Friday in Sarasim. Tono Rabbanan. Skeino. So overall, a sholishenis, if he's a skeino, in other words, according to Rabbi Yitzi, we need two things: somuch l'ziknoso and overall a gimleinis. Not one, but two things. In other words, he should be somuch l'zikno. Somuch l'zikno is to be determined not on the basis of age, but on the basis of psychology. I mean, behavior. If she already acts like an elderly woman, she doesn't mind when she's called ma, and when people call her an old woman, psychologically she's old. And then in addition, 90 days passed by and she didn't have the period. So, and then she had a period. So that means keno really means a woman after menopause. It will at the most. So, how do we know whether it's after menopause or not? You know, sometimes close to menopause, a woman is very irregular. She can see very often, and then all kinds of stages. You know, the Ramban mentions it. It's very interesting. So, all kinds of stages. Is mitam meisleis. That we see from the Gemara. Omama, overall, a shoreshain is daishait. Hodok hazi beinus man. Now, the Braise discusses the case where the snake shlegias man liris and three rias, so she became endowed with the status of cheskas reo. And then, after she established herself as becheskas reo, she had a hefsek of 90 days, then had a rias as daishait. If after that she had another hefsek of 90 days, and then had a rias, still daishaita. If after that she had a third hefsek of 90 days, and then a rias, so it's mitame beisleis. But the braise doesn't discuss the case of a girl, shalei gias manali reis, who had three rias, thereby establishing herself, the cheskas reya, and then she had a hefsek of 90 days, and after the hefsek of 90 days, without dam, she had a rias, And so that Chiyah Yizdai Shaito, but after that she had an Enoch Tanoi Hefsek of 30 days, and then on the 31st day she had a Riyah, whether that Chiyah Yizdai Shaito or Mistam Meisleis. So that the price of this Niskas. So that's the Abai. Hodo Kachazi Beinis, in other words, she was Iktano Shaloi Giyaz Mano Liris, and then she had three Riyas, so she established herself the Cheskas Reya, and then she had a Hefsek of 90 days without Dam, and on the 91st day she had Dam, so it's Dai Shaito. Then she had a Hefsek of 30 days without Dam, and the 31st or 32nd she saw Dam. Is it Dai Shaito that Riya? The Riyah after 30 days, after a Hefsek of 90 days, so is Daish Haitam Tam Yisrael. So it all depends how we explain the din, the price. The din, the girl who established herself, the Cheskas Reya, had the Riyah, the Hefsek of 90 days, then had the Riyah on the 91st day. So it's Daish Haitam. So it can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that if a little girl who had three riyas, so maybe she established herself the cheskas reya. So maybe she's not misleches dam anymore. So then you ask, so why does Bryce say if after establishing herself the cheskas reya, if she had a hefsek of 90 days and then had a riyah, so it's daish haito? That's because it goes like it accords with the view of Chablesa that any woman, even an adult woman, if she has a hefsek of 90 days without dam and then she has a riyah, so it's daish haito. So this should not be gruah than an adolescent woman who had the hefsek of 90 days and then had a riyah, so it's daish haito. But she's not chizaras likad musa. She's not chizaras musa. But the reason is why, after the first hefsek, it's daish haito, is because since she had a hefsek of 90 days, so then she's restored back to the original status of misalekes dam. Misalekes dam. Then you ask, so why, if after the first hefsek of 90 days with her year following, so she has another hefsek of 90 days of year following, he's still daish haito? So the chiddush is that Rablezer's din applies not only to the first hefsek of 90 days, but even to the second hefsek of 90 days. But the pshat and the price is not that the when a woman, a young girl of 10, established herself cheskas reya, if after that she had a hefsek of 90 days, she's a chizaras likad musa. She's not a chizaras likad musa. So why do we say the riyah after the hefsek of 90 days without dam is daish haito? Because of Rablezer's din. So mele, in the case where after the riyah that took place, let's say on the 91st, 92nd day, as of the previous riyah, so she did not have any riyas dam for over 30 days, and then she had a riyas dam, some meleis mitam misleis, because the first riyah after 90 days, so according to Rablezer, the first riyah after a hefsek of 90 days without dam is daish haito, but riyah shniyo, if she has another hefsek for 30 days and then she has another riyas dam, so that's already riyas shniyo, so it mitam misleis. So that's one way of explaining it. The other way of explaining it is that even if she has a riyah of an enoch tano, let's say 31 days after the riyah that took place after the first hefsek of 90 days, so even then it's daish haito. Why? Because the reason is why the price is safe in the case where the after she established herself the cheskas reya, so then she had hefsek of 90 days and then she had a riyah, so the riyah is daish haito, is not because of Rablezer's din, but because ish chizaras likad musa. So that means that even though she established herself, she is Malzik herself, Becheskas Reya, but if after she is Malzik herself, Becheskas Reya, she did not see Dam for 90 days, so she reverts back to her original status and she becomes a Tineki Shalei Yigiyaz Manalireis. So in order to establish herself anew as Becheskas Reya Dam, so she has to have three Reyes. So Mele, if she had one hefsek of 90 days, then another Reyes. So that's the first Reyes. And then 32 days later, she has another Reyes. So it's the second Reyes. So only if she will have another Reyes 32 days later, so then she'll be Tammi Slays. But right now, the first Reyes, after the smaller Reyes of 32 days, after the previous Reyes, so she it's still Dai Shait, there's the child. Now let's see, I'll go on over the Rashi. Hodokas Tafirom Dal. Hodoko Hazi Beins. Achariezu. Ma Dai Shaito. When the town is late, me am when Hodik Tone Basso. They do for Gimoin is Dafrikotonov. Die Chazoi Lissifei no mitan Mislegs, die Afal Gavlo Igiyas Mano, Kim Diosuko, because she had three Ries, is Kim Diosuko, Rea, Kim Afsak, as the Moines Chenes, Hare Ki Igiyas Mano, Vichri Fsiko Perishenes Firoaso, Itai Shaito, Bahir Rie Kirableza. So you ask, since she's who's a completely Israel, so why do the prices say if after that she had a hefsek for 90 days and then had a Riyas Daish Haito because of her brother Genaldin? Any woman, if he has a Riyas, if she has a Riyas after a hefsek of Nazi for 90 days, is Daish Haito. He was a Daish Haito by a Riyas Kirableza. וכחז יסו מסייף אינו מתאמין ישראל ככל איש השבוע גימוינס דדאי שייטו לו ברישנו אבל איך הדחוזר ואולו כמו שניאס ורעסוס דן דברייס יסייז דאי שייטו בהירי כרבלזה ואף אגב לחזינון וחזינון כלמי דגמי רבלזה ובעבור רישנו מי ומידה דדאי שייטו בשניאס עד לסחליק הקרבית לפנדיה, ואף אגב תראי שרדי סייפה כרבשים גם לי. נבו אצלך שפונדדאו דדרי שדצז. דרי שדצז דתנאי כשלי הגיע זמן אולירס, לא זמן אולירס, וי דתר דריה, איז מיתם מיסלעיז, לקורד ולביו אוף רבי, בקוס הקורד ולביו אוף רבי, two Riyas establishes Chazok, but the second Riyas she cannot be Mitam Mislays, because the Allah is the Riyas with which she becomes endowed by Cheskas Reyo, so is to Dai Shaito. But the third Riyas is after the Riyas that established her as the Cheskas Reyo. So then it's Mitam Mislays. So in town they slaves, Mashi, according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, the second Riyah she becomes who's a Koliris. So maybe the third Riyah, she in town they slaves, but according to Rabshim Gamliel, she's not who's a Koliris until the third Riyah. So when she in town they slaves, in the fourth Riyah, that's the ratio of the price. But the same for the price will have to accord with Rabshim Gamliel. The Afrika of the Reisha Rabbi Yisef Kershun Gamliel, Diki Rabbi, Kibin di Chazoi Beines, Havim Dam Minol Igiyaz Mano, Ki Choze Bafsoke Name, Kibin di Trizim di Chazoi Bafsoke, because she had two Afsokes of 90 days, and after that, a day or two, she had a Rie. So that means, according to Rabbi, she already established herself to see after 90 days. Fafel Khazin the Kamaya Rebel Baba Vishin you made the Daish Hadi Bishlias and this Khazik Rebel Kamalia. Fiafel gav the Reish Rebbe he safe Kevshim Gamlia. Di Kirabe Kim the Khazoi Beines Hamad Nino Ligias Mano Kirzoi Bafso Kename Kim Trizinach kimz din hazoye u bafsoke igmoy mulz mafredishn bestu ולשינו ובשניו מטעם לישראל שאיזו צריכו לרסל לדומים או ידעו מו ודעד אלטרנט פייס או ידעו מו יחזוי לספשון או נאמה קולשקין די ישיידו ומוכח מלמולסה דאפסוק רשין איזו סול לדומים או איסו ולא ישינו פס וישתם אחוז לקבוסו וצריכו לרסל לכדחת So briefly, What is the Bayer di Gemore? The Bayer di Gemore, in effect, is what's the pshat in the Braise when it says that overlog the Moines is a chronoshin vidayashaito. What's the pshat? One pshat is that if it's overlog the Moines, so then she's chosars the kadmuso. If she's chazal to Amuso, then it would follow in the case where after the first year that followed the Hefzik 90 days, she again after the first year that followed the Hefzik of 90 days, so then she had a reiktan natin dam for 30 days, and then on the 31st day she saw dam. So we would say that in time is late. But if we are going to say the reason is why, if after Hefzik, the first Hefzik of 90 days, she is a reik. So then it's Dayashaito because she's Chuzars Lekadmuso. So maybe we have to forget about the fact that she already had three periods, and we have to assume as if she never had any period. So then she can only be marzik herself new as Riyah Dam if she sees Dam after the third Hefzik, not after the second Hefzik. Dikra bekin chazoi ben esamadim ligez mano chazoi bafsoke name kim dozin chazoi bafsoke igugoi mus mafresh vesetu vlo yisri domi uvishni omitam me yisraeis shein zutzkino laaz vidomi oi dilmo dada alternative and we pass my dalote u dilmo ye chazoi viseifeine name kolchkin da ishaito מוכח מולס את עצו כרשעינו זוס מגדון לא יסו ולא ישים בסד ויש למה חוזרי כדמוסו וצריך עוד ישחת מי אחר עצו כי פשטי ראי זה לא התחילה בעי לא כדמידו ובורוס דן שייטות ובפוסי השמינון אף על גב תתראית נבח עצו כי בהפסוק עולמי הרי לא ימנו עושה אוי מטעם לישראל, הודוק חזה בינס, אחרי איזו, מי, דיו שייטו מטעם לישראל. מי אמרים הודוק תונה בה, דה פשט, וואי, עוברו עלו גימול אינס, איז דיו שייטו, וואי איזה? Is it because of Chozol Lekadmuso? So then in the case of Chodok Chazibenes after the first Hefzik of 90 days, so it's also Daishesha. If it's not because of Chozol Lekadmuso, but because of Rablezer's general din, so Mimele, that Rie that came after the Hefzik of 90 days, so Rablezer's din is any woman who has a Rie after a Hefzik of 90 days, so Zayishaita. But if after that there is another Riyah, so that's Riyah Shniyah, so it should be Tam Yisraelis. מהי די שייטה, אוי מיתם איזלס, מי אמינו עוד קטונה באסלו וירובל גמלינס, דף קטון אופו, דיר חזוי לסייפי נאור, מיתם איזלס, דאף אגב לא הגיע זמן, קיבן דיור זקו, ראו, כאילו מפסוקת גמלינס רשיינס, הרי כי הגיע זמן, וכי הפסיקה ברשיינס, ורואה סוד די שייטה, בעיר יהיה נדביקוס חוזרו איתנו סובות כרבלזה, וכי חז יסו לסייפי נאור, בוטיפפת דת ריה, She has another Riyah after 31 days, so then it's over the Riyah Shniyo. And Riyah Shniyo is Mitam Mislays. The Chaz is Suplays, we say Feino, Mitam Mislays, Cholish Shavu Gimelines, the Dai Shaito Berishaino, Avalich the Chosu, Bavu Gimel Shniyas, Virosi Dai Shaito by Rik Rebleza. But Rebleza only mentions the first. The re after the first hefsek of 9 days. How do we know it applies even to the re after the second? So here he tells us that chiddush. Da'ik riyek rabbez abav agav du chazin k'may rabbez abav rishino miyomei da'ishayta b'shnius atis chazik k'kiravik rabbezim gliya. But if we say that chad, so then we'll have to say that the seifei is like rabbezim gliya, not like chadik. Va'afogav the Reish Rebbe, the Reish that says that Nei Shloigias Manolires establishes herself b'cheskas Reo only with Rivias is Rebbe. So the but the Sefer that says that after she established herself b'cheskas Reo, if she had a hefsek of 9 days without dam and then she had a Rie, so it's again Daishaito. So that can come out only according to can accord only with Rav Shimon Gamliel that two times is not a chazoke, because according to Rebbe the two times the chazoke, since she already had a rie twice after a hefsek of 90 days, so mele, so it should be a rie that there is a shinveset in that woman. So the mele should be mitar meisleis, not dayeshaito. So why does it say that it's dayeshaito? Avalei chedi chozro bo avol dimush shni is viroas dayeshaito bari yeki rableza ve'af agav lechazin dikamai rableza bavo rishaino miyumei dayeshaito bishni is at ischazik yirab kirabishin angliel ve'af agav terei sherebi seifi kirabishin angliel כי רבי קיבן דחזר בעבינס המדים הוא הגיע זמנו כי חוזר באפסו כנאמה קיבן דחזים חזר באפסו כאיגלו ימוס ומפריע דשינובסתו ולא יסלוג דומני ובשניו מיתם מישראל. So why does the price say Ovola Shalashin is the Ross Dai Shaito, Veid Ovola Shalashin is the Ross Dai Shaito? Why Dai Shaito? The Re after the second Efsek of 90 days, it's already should indicate the Shinu Veset to see after a Efsek of 90 days twice, so it should be Mitam Meisleis. ואפק על ראש הרבי זה שאמרי ילדי כי רבי קיבן דחזוי ואינס המתם רגיע זמנו כי חזוי באפסוק נאמה קיבן פריזים לחזוי באפסוק כי איגלוי מוס ומפריע דשינו ועשתו ולא יסלו בדומים ובשני המתם מישראל שאם זה צורך על יסחזים בדומים אוי, that's one alternative explanation. The other alternative explanation is אוי דילו אוי חזוי ניסייף אינו נאמה כל שמי די שייתו מוכחמין סדף סופר שינו זה סילוק דום מויסו ולא ישינו וסד וישלים החוזר לקדמוס. So the second explanation is that once she had a hefsek of 90 days without dam, then she reverts back to the original status. So she becomes again Tinei Kishalei Giyaz Ma'aliris. So in order to become established in new Becheskas Riyadam, she has to have 3 riyas. So mainly if she saw dam after the riyah that took place after the first hefsek of 90 days, so then there was another hefsek of 30 days, and then on the 31st she saw dam, so mele, that would be because as a result of the first steps of 90 days, she be reverted back to the status of the Neker Shaligias Manolires. So the Ria took place after the first Hefsek of 90 days was the first Ria, and the Ria takes place 30 days later is the second Ria, but she needs three Rias in order to establish herself. But the second Ria that takes place 32 days after the first Ria, so it should be Daishalt. If the aloha is according to this price, that even if she saw 30 days after the first Ria that took place after Hefsek 90 days, so it's also Daish Haito. So why does the Braisa mention that if she had another Hefsek 90 days and then she had a Ria, is Daish Haito? Let the Braisa mention that if she had a Ria after 32 days after the first Ria, so is Daish Haito? I did not cut the aid of the rest of the Shaito, the Bus Ashman, Avogavit Rizim, the Hazoe Bafsoke, the Avrin Glory Munsish University, the Lois of Domo, with Tambish Nimis Les, Lafil Rebbe Dai Shaito, the Afsoke Kamais, the Lema Bezeres, the Kadmuso. So then she needs three new Ries to establish herself, the Cheskas Reyes. Is need no iso. The Chazal can use no iso. The Dami Rebbe has man of Tzricho. She has his chaz vishte Rie, so we give him tam meis list and rast. So, what the Aloche? Omer Rav Gidl, Pam Rishen O, Ushni Oda Yeshaito, Shlish is tam meis list and Gidl Pkida. Pam Rishen O, Yorio, Asmuch O, Afsok Rishen O, Ushni O, Yorio, Shetira Lisefein O, is Dai Shaito, because as a result of the first Hefsek 90 days, she inverted back to Loi Gias Manolires. So the Ria after the first Hefsek 90 days is the first Ria, and the Ria after 32 days later is the second Ria. But in order to be Mishchazekes, Ebcheskes Ria, she has to have a third Ria. Ushlishi is in Tirats Lisefein on the Tamri Slays, why do not cut Tane the over Yavog Noenes, the Busri Nokat, give Rashti, the Hoshkin Hazoi Benes, the Muhammad of Afsak Kamai say, Silkari Kule Rebbe. So now the Gemara says, wait, now the price says, wait of the Gemoines was by Shaito, the degree after. The second Hefsek of 90 days is also Daish Haito. So now I have to do more as another way. For other Karazi Varenis, suppose, in other words, Ketano Shri Igias Manolire, she's 10 years old. Then she had three Rees, she became also called Rees. Then she had Hefsek of 90 days without Dam, then she had the Rees Dam, so it's Daish Haito. Then after that, she had another Hefsek of 90 days, and after that she had a Rie, so it's again Daish Haito. And after that she had Hefsek 30 days, and on 31st day she had Iriyas Dam. So how about that three? So Hodok Chazibeinus, after the second Hefsek of 90 days, Chazibeinus. My Omar Afkame, Omar Av is here, is Pabrishen Daish Haito. Shni of the Tammis Reis, only Pkido Pkido. Now the Rashi. Wait over the moon for us, Daish Haito. Hodok Hazebenes Hari Zumai, Daish Haito, the Tammis Reis. Me Amrin Hodo, Tam the Tammis Robasre. ריישליש ואפסו כדפק נוק דוח עוד מטעם מישליס דיבוני מוסי שיבסתו אפסו כוסי לירים בדילוק שאפסוקו באפסו כס ואין נאמה לא חושבתו לאפסו כי כמה זה בעדיי ומביר זה כביטרתי בסחייסי אבל לחזו מסייפנו after the second episode of Nayadis, Harei Dai Shaita Odulis, Chazen Bidiluk, Ve'amrun Afsof Shio Namech Izaas Lekad Muso, Ve'choloi Ve'chol Cholomel Misolokin, Utsuro Lardi Mishteris, Achaz Asmuach Lafsoke, Shnio Vashnio Yishetire, Visifeino Vishlish Mutam Yisleis, Oidil Mekul Haile Amrino Nechozen Lekad Muso, Ve'afsoke Shnio Danino Lei, כי די הזמנו ויציקו וראש עוד ההיא יריה לחודה הוא ידע ישייתו אבל בשני ניתן מייסלעיס והיינו קטן בשלישיס ביד עוברו עולה עוד ראש ניתן מייסלעיס הוא הדינמים לא יעברו וריבוס השמינון וראיתם מקור ויעשמו חלב סוקה די ישייתו אוי הודו כוחה זה בינס, מאי אומר אף כאן אומר אף, גיל אומר אף, פעם ראשים די ישייתו. So the first three take place after the death of my days, די ישייתו. שניה ניתן מייסלס דימל קידה, because it was חוזר לכאן מושה, so it's all to the first death, second of 90 days. So they don't do any of us that is shaito. Hodok hazeh meines mai omarav kane omarav gidu omarav tam rishenu is that is shaito. Shnio is mitam meis leis umipkido ifkide lecide rashem. Omarav gidu omarav rishen only say there reis halol shana sukim emli shoyl kochat beines mai hokru yas mucholav soke shnio דאלו קמינון די ישייתו ושניאו יהיה אריה שתראה לספינו מטעם מייס לאיס ועוד עיתון אפסו כשליש לגבי מייס לאיס לריבוס לנוחת ותארי שיש לו יתאימה קורי שלך אפסו כתאי די ישייתו סודס למסקונת גמורה ותיף יקטן שלו הגיע זמנו לראיס סושת לריה שיסתם בשטור פחס כסריו דן שדר סגנאי דייס So again, she be chosen kad musa. She came itinei kishloig as manalirus. Then after that, she had another after 90 days, and she saw dam on 91st, 92nd. So we say with the first hefsek of 90 days, she was chosen kad musa. Like the way she was originally. Then the Ria took place after the first steps of 90 days. It's Ria Rishaino. She has to establish herself with three Rias. Then, after the second 90 days, that's the Ria Shnia, she's still not also called to be Bechasas Riyadam. And if after that, she saw Dam 32 days later, then she becomes his Mistam Mesas. So the Gemara says, Man Rebbe, the Marfrei Zinara Chazoke, Man Rebbe, the Bein, Reishe Bein Seife, Krebe Zanilo, Ein Seife, the Giaz Manali Reis, Asun Rebleza, Doma, Kondisho, Shavu Leo, Imoein Izdai Shaito, מראי שדאי רדולי גזמנו ולמוץ לו מבחח ודיקלמי עד תגענו דיקלמי עדיי בהי אפילו רבון מייך זה לך נבושי סודי מורסס מנה רבי דמל טריטים מלך הזוקה עם סעיף עבור גמואינס ורואה שאתה ישייתו אסם רבלזר וחיתי מרבי ובנסורק רבלזר ומסובה לו ולחשים זה כלומר אלו רבלזרי וביבסטה סובה לג'רבי קסם שמרישנו הוא שמיו תוי, סופו של קסם, אני אגיד, between the first hefzik of 90 days and the second hefzik of 90 days. חזקי אומר תומי, הדרך למטוריה, חזקי אומר תומי, כי גיל חזי מתמי, כי סמונה מתמי, הסדרש. קסם שמרשינו לשניו, שנמצא דיקטו שותני גיל זמנו, ודא איתו ידע כתובת החסדתומי, דאמרינו יותר שגונו לרוספים בזדינו שלו, But the question is, חזקי אומר תומי דרש דוקטרי זדים נאיש חזקי בדומים ואף החזוקי דלהד רחזיה מתמל נפריע אלמה בחסטס דומים מוזיקו ורבי איכן אומר תויה קיבל בלי חזקי בדום כלי מה כל זמן של נהג דבו עדיין תירס מוזקת בדומים ותמל מפריע לגוזרו על כיסמו So if she found the kesem between the Rishenu and Shniyo, so then he's definitely Torah because she's becheskas tzurat hazdam. But she bin Shniyo shlishis. So if she would have a real flow. She would be becheskas reedam mitam misleis. So if she has a kesem, is the same thing. This is Tom. Abiechen rotoy. Cheski omar tomi kibidu lechazi mitamei kislanam mitamei. Viradyeichenen omar toi kibidu lischas kebidam kismanam elmaftinon. Minu, Abiechen omar toi kibidu lechaz kebidam klima kol zman sholui naagnu baadayim tiras מורזקת בדומים, ניתם ומפריע לגוז ראו כיסמון. מסקיף לרבלוי, וכימה בין זו לפסולו שבמאותרים. שרבלוי אסתיקה שאיגנסט חסקי. חסקי אסז, ודי וסקטנו שריגי הזמן על איריס. Then it's also called Iris. And then she had 90 days without them. And she had a rear. And then after that three she saw it, kesem, so she's tomei. So why is the difference? A cheski says she's neo. Why is the different from it? Sura shelumeo teirin. Sura shemi says, yei shelumeo teirin, at shetich yamako. Talion yipsu. Yei shelumeo teirin. Dalit leilis. ויש מאותרים כל הילה ראשינו כי אני אפשר לבס so in other words something is now the halachi is if is a psula that did not see them and if she was nisis if she was nisis so then we say until she's tichya mako So then is the melterim because we attribute all the flows to the damsulin, not to menstruation. So the whole time on the whole man should be melterim in the kesem. So ipsulo who has not yet been husiko to have a regular menstrual flow. So then the alochi is that a kesem aterim. So why is this different? This is uvixulish in Motirin Yosin from the Kesem. We have after all so far machas ומחר גינון והגיע זמן הוא לא הגיע ושאור הספה מחז בי סביר שיחס מנפסולי של מלטרים ואוכל דיו חסס בשינו מרד אומר מטעם המסלעיס והגיע זמן הליריס ואור הספה בי סביר אף לא אוכל ומטען מקיסמו ומה ישנה אחלי אוכל אומר רב זירי זו שיר פמוצו וזו אין שיר פמוצו. In other words, over there we are dealing with the girl who got married. So the psulim broke. So mele we can attribute any flow to the breaking of the psulim. Mashin can hear. So there is no circumstance to which it can be attributed. So mele, if she had a kesem between Sheino and Shnio, between the first hefsek of 90 days and the second hefsek of 90 days, so she's Neo. So, Zushi or Pomotsu, Vigabi Psulo, so there is an attributable circumstance. The fact that she was Nivalo, so the Psulimbo, Vizuin Su Pomotsu, Omarule, Omarabich, and Shumabishum and Benyitsodak. תנאי קשר הגיע הזמן אולי רייס כי רואה ספם ראשינו שניו יזריקו מדרוסו בשוק תואר כי סמונם תואר ולידענו עם דידי עם דירבי. In other words, a תנאי קס that only had 2 years, not a 3rd year, so her spittle and the mattress is toyer, and the kesem is also toyer. The riedano in the day the rabbi limenafkmina limevet vorov shalachod mokim shnayim, because according to Cheskiye, since she already had 2 years, suppose she'll have a 3rd year, so she'll be also colliris. So mele, if she has a kesem, is considered as if she had another year. According to Rabbi Yechon, no. Since she was not huzukas yet, and then she had a kesem. So mele, it's not on me. Here, Rabbi Yechon said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yitzchok, that negishlo gizman oliris viro asapam rishinu, and kismo is nametoya. But we done in the day the rabbi limain after mine mine, limevit vor shlech on mokib shnayim. Now let's see Rashi. Reikim with us bishuk toya, kin shinim so reika bishuk vi kaimu shkin vachim rasa bizbomim, vim yedin nido im lav, misteiko mazikinu kisaf kareikin, alivuz karei alidano, ule udikom alidano. I omar abiechen maskone domiluse doma kismot nametoya. If it's in his own name, so it's the same view that Rabiechen expressed against Cheskiye, so it's chadlik abechad. But if this was mentioned, the name of Shimon Yisodek, so we have an opinion of Cheskiye neged Rabiechen and Rab Shimon Yisodek. So then we certainly have to pass like two against one. So that means that Rabbi Yechon is not the only one who is chelik al Cheskiye, but Rabbi Shimon Yitzchok is also chelik al Cheskiye. So then the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Yitzchok. מקום שניים דופוליק על רבי יחון ליל מליבי וחסים לכל רב שמי כבוסי כי עושה רבין וכל נחוזיה יום הימי אמרו רב שמי יצודק. So in other words, that the same view that was expressed by רבי יחון is also entertained by רב שמי יצודק. So that means we definitely pass not like Cheskiye. אומר אף חלקי בטוביה תנגש לגי הזמן אולי רייס אף לשופס כל זיין אין אלו ביחס. In other words, if it's child of 10 and then she had one ריה, but that one ריה keeps on continues for a long time, it's not considered like several ריהs, but it's considered like one ריה, even though it continues to flow. So the Lashon is afilu shifas, even if it continues to flow, v'loy miboye pisekes, certainly if it has a flow and it stops, and then 5 minutes later immediately after, but it drips, not continuous flow, it keeps on dripping, so then it is certainly like a riachas. But the svar is the other way: if it shifas, so there is no pause, but if it keeps on dripping, there is a pause between each dripping and the other, so then it should be considered a separate riyas. Shifas afilu shifas v'loy mipoy pisekes adarabe pisekes havali kishtei riyas elas nei kishtei giyaz manali riyas v'shifas kol zayin ein al riyachas mashen kein if she keeps on dripping. So then it's several years, because there is a pause between one and the other. Om Rav Simon Bar Chiye Midalef Esinu Kireye, if it drips drop by drop, V'kachazi Eim Eini Kishifas Elo Kipisekes. So in other words, if it naked like his man is, if she has one long rie, she fast mamish without it stop, so then it's not also clear. But if she keeps on dripping, let's say at 9 o'clock she drips it up, and then at a minute after 9 again, and the 2 minutes again, so then she's considered also clear, because there is a pause. Michlal, So harim becheskes tarev in anoshim beit kiseison mishigi ale pirkon harim becheskes tume vinoshim beit kiseison rab yudeim erim beit kiseison biyadim shabavis seison leafsi seison el sochin isim bishemem bifnim kankas isim bachut veinivdoke isim mealeyen. ואין כראי די משפט אף כראי אחס אין החשיבו אלא כי פסקס ואבל ריס טובה ואירוז קוראי אל שטיפסיק ויתר זה ותראה מטעם המסלעיס ופחלינו מכלל די שפעס דמליל אין אל הרי אחס הנה די שפעס כי נער הביט מיו כי מתלב דלפס אין החשיבו שפעס ואפשר לי שפעס כי מיון כל שיבו וחויו בחסקס תומה כלימה בחסקס Domin mitzuim beim shemafsi shisukwe Now, I said Friday that I'm going to give a shiur, 2 shiurim Sunday, because I expected on Friday to leave Monday morning from New York. But it turns out that I won't have to leave tomorrow. I'll have to leave Tuesday. So there'll be another shiur in Nide tomorrow, just Nide. And there'll be a long shiur. And in Nide, I missed many to start the shiur early and to cover I mean, first we have to go over the taste of this dire shite.
The Russian is only in the past.
Now, the taste of this. Now, the gist of Rashi's pshat is, it's a very complicated gemara. There the Braise says, it's in Nekishli, Giaz Manoliris. So in order to establish herself as Becheskas Reo, she has to have 3 years. Then, if after that, she had a hefsek of Gimelainis of 90 days, and then had a Rie, so is Daishaito. Again a hefsek of 90 days, second after 90 days, and the Rio is still Daishaito. A third hefsek of 90 days, and the Rio is Mitame Meisleis. And then the price starts discussing it in Eikesh, Igias Manlias. So Par Roshino Daim Shaito, Shnio Mitam Meisleis. And then, Ovol Oshol Hashemi is Firoaso is Dai Shaito. It doesn't say a second hefsek. So Mashmoyes Haloshin is that in the case of his second hefsek is Mitam Meisleis, even though Tezfer says is Sofik. But anyway, Rashi certainly holds like it. Then the Gemore Esten Abaye, after the first hefsek of 90 days, she has an inoktan. In other words, she had the hefsek of 90 days, and 91st day she had a rie. Then she had a hefsek of 30 days, and let's say on the 122nd day, as of the rie that started the hefsek, the first hefsek 90 days. So she had another rie. So it's a daish haidim is not misleis. So there are two alternatives. One is that she's mitam meisleis after the eine, after the first hefsek of 90 days, and one is that is daishait. What is it all? Why does the Braise say if she had a hefsek of 90 days once, so is daishait, or a hefsek of 90 days a second time is daishait, only the third hefsek? So it can be explained in two ways. One way is that actually, if she had 3 rias, even though she's tenekishly, gives man liris, but if she had 3 rias, so mele she's established as he gives man liris. And even though later on she has a fsekim of 90 days, it's not chesaras lekadmus, so she remains on a permanent level. Like it in Eke, she gives manaliris. So why does the Braise say if after she established herself as the gives manaliris, she had a hefsek of 90 days and then had a rieis, daish hadas, because of her blessed haloch, established haloch. So then we'll ask, so why does the Braise say even the second hefsek calls daish hadas? So it's another chidish in her blessed haloch. But she's not Chizeres Lekad Muso. If she's not Chizeres Lekad Muso, so mele it will follow that when she has an inoktano after the first hefsek of 90 days, and she had on the 92nd day she had a rie, and then she had a hefsek of 30 days, 123rd day she had another rie, so then it should be mitam misleis, because since by having 3 rie she established herself as Tineke, she gives manoliris. And even if she has a hefsek of 90 days, she's never chizar al kadmoso. So, mele, when she has the first hefsek, so then it's daishaita because of lezos halacha, like any other woman who has a ri after a hefsek of 90 days, not seen that. So, mele, when she had the hefsek of 90 days, So then Riyah on the 91st and 92nd day. So it's the Ayah Shaita because of Leil Salocha. But if on the 122nd day she had another Riyah, so that's Riyah Shnio. Riyah Shnio is Mitam Mislis. So if we say that the Pshat in the Price is once it in Eichi, she gives Mam Liris as three Riyahs, she establishes herself Becheskas. On a permanent level, so then it follows that in the case of Roaso in an Enoktano after 30 days after the Rie of the that was after the Hefsek of 90 days, so then it should be Mitam Misleis. But then we'll have to say that the Pshat, why does the Braise say that even if you had a second hefsek of 90 days, so it's still Dayashaito. So then we'll have to say that this Sefer of the Braise accords with the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel, because it couldn't accord with the view of Rebbe, because if it accords with the view of Rebbe, so then it should follow that after the second hefsek of 90 days, Ries, two Ries, so then it should be a chazoke of Shinuveset. So why does the Braise say that it's still Daishait only after the third hefsek of 90 days? So that Sefer will have to accord with Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though the Reisha accords with Rebbe, because the Reisha says that it initially gives Manali Reisha has to have three Rias in order to establish yourself Becheskas Reya. So the Reisha would be like Rebbe and the Sefer would be like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's very strange, but if it says, Rashi says so. Then the other alternative is no, that the reason is to why. If the reason is why the Braise says if after she had three Rias and she had the hefsek of 90 days and then had the Rie, so it's Daya Shaito. So it's not because Chazeres Lekad Muso. If we say Chazeres Lekad Muso, in other words, everything is forgotten. The fact that she had three Rias, since she had the hefsek of 90 days, but in Eikish, I guess, Manali Reis, if she had after that a hefsek 90 days, so then it's Mivatel, the Cheskas Reya, and Shechizaris Lekad Musa, she is again like a little child, like an infant, Hulu Igias Manali Reis. So Memele, she has to establish herself anew with three new Rias. So Memele, if we say that the Pshat is why, if she has a hefsek of 90 days and then has a Rie, so is that a Shaita because Chuzer is like Ad Musa, not because of Rav Lezer Saloche, but because of Chuzer is like Ad Musa, so to follow that if she had a Rie after a smaller Rene, or 30 days after the hefsek of 90 days, so then it would still be Dai Shaita. And how does what's the maskone in that Abaye? So Omer Rav Gidl Hoda Kachazi Beines Mai Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav Pam Rishenu Shniyo Daya Shaito Shlishis Mitam Meis Leis Mkidl Ipkide. So in other words, that the Gemara is Peishei, that the Pshat in the Braise is based upon the concept of Gizaz Likad Musa. So Mele, if after the Hef, if she had the Hefsek of 90 days without Dam, after she had three Ries, so Shechizeres Lekad Muso, she reverts back to the original status of Loi Igia Zman Lireis, and in order to establish herself as Igia Lireis, she has to have three Ries, three new Ries. So Mimele, if she had the Hefsek of 90 days, if she had the hefsek of 90 days and then had the Rie, so the Rie after 90 days is the first Rie. And then if on the 122nd day she has another Riyah, so there's a second Riyah. So Mimele Pamrishaino Shniodai Shaito Shlishi Sif 155th day she has another Riyah, then it's Mitam Mislays, because then she'll have had three Riyahs and establish herself in you as Becheskas Riyah. Then they now the Gemara discusses the other Shaito. The price says the kid that in Eike said 3 years, and it appeared that she established herself the Cheskas Reyo, but then she had the Hefzik of 90 days without them. So it's a glory milsel mafreya that reserves like Admuso, and then she had another Hefzik of 90 days and she had another year. So, and after that she had, so the Gemara asked the question. So, Dayashaito, if the Rie after the second half 90 days, but Hodak Chazie, Beines Mai, Omrav Tane, Omrav Gidlo, Omrav, Pam Risheino, Dayashaito, Shniyo Mitam Misleis. So the first Riyah. So how does Rashi explain that? So the Gemara says Rishenu Sidaris Halolu Shona Sukim Bem Lishoil Halemai. So Horias Mucho. Horias Murav Sukashni Dalokaminon Dai Shaito Ushni Oyori Eshetiro. So in other words, the first the Riyah that she saw after, immediately after the Hefzik, after the second Hefzik of 90 days, so that's Dayashaito. Because Dayashaito, why? Because after the first Hefzik of 90 days, she was Zaraslikad Musa, and then she has to have three new Riyahs. So Mimele, the first Riyah after this, immediately after the second Hefzik of 90 days, there's the first Riyah of the three Riyahs that the Lech has here. And then, so, in other words, the first Riyah after the first Hefzik of 90 days, as when she had the first Hefzik of 90 days, and 90th day took place, arrived, and she still didn't have the dam. So that was reverted her to the original status. Then, 2 days later, the 93rd day, so the 92nd day, she had a Riyah, that was the first Riyah. Then she had another Hefzik of 90 days, and then after 9 days she had the Riyah, so that's the second Riyah. So the first Riyah immediately after the second Hefzik is still Dayashaito, but the Inoktano after that, so that is already Mitam Misleis. That's what Rashi says. Omar Avdil Omar Rav the Bavim. Rishen Yisidaris Halolushan Sukim Lishoelo Chazi Bein Esmai Horio Das Mucho Rav Sokishnio Dalo Kaminon Dai Shaito Ushnio Yogi Shetir Liseifeino Mitam Misleis. So, in a way, so that's the Maskon of Dimor. Now, Teisves Kachazi Bein Es Pirsha Rashi Dimboyale Chazi Lisef Lamet Shalacha Afsokes Gimlenes Rishenis Imitam Misleis Techidin Dihoziko Lereye Dam Kedem Afsokas Gimlenes Rishenis Harei Ki Igi Azman Alireis. That's according to the alternate pshat that she is not Chizaras Lekad Musa, but the reason as to why the rie after the first hefsek of 90 days is the shaita because of a blessed salach. The chiven, so then according to that alternate pshat, we are assuming that one shefir rie she becomes a bech igias manoliris on a permanent level. The chiven di rosi kol lire kein vafsak is gimel is rishenis ari kirgis manoliris or rechol ish shogel gimel enes den dair shaita berishena vidavke bechozru vovol ashol ishin ishni is dair shaita krableza viafa gavdle chazinu mai rableza bein ishni eis al bein is rishena eis mi umeli dair shaita bishni es ashe is chazi kikrab kikrab shim gamliel viafa gavdle reish rebe is heif rab shim gamliel dil rebe kichazli sifeini shach rafsak ashol ishin eis Rishene is in the time of Meisleis. The dam yeli gias mano. No, so that is taken out. That's a toy sefer. Kechazel is a finish a half sokas shal Rishene. Shni is in the time of Meisleis. The dam yeli gias man liyeis. Vichicholzru bovolo shal Rishene. Shni is in the time of Meisleis. The chib, that's what Rashi says. The chibin di taat is in nechazi vafsoki gloi nutzel rebe de shinovesity veloi silik domim shein zutzri holis chazi gdomim. So Rashi is saying it according to the alternate explanation, but the maskona of Rav Gidol Marav is not like that alternate explanation. But according to that alternate explanation that hodok chazi beines is mitame meis leis, then we would be saying that once she has a hefsek of 90 days, she's reserved like Admus. I'm sorry, I mean, according to the alternate explanation, that if Hodok Kochazi Beines, so is Mitame Meislei, so then we'd be saying that even if she has a hefsek of 90 days, she's never reserved like Admus. On a permanent level, she's established as Igiris Manolires. But why? Is the VA immediately after the hefsek of 90 days die shaita because of Reb Lezer's aloche, Kelel aloche. The VA immediately after the first 90 days, so because of Reb Lezer's aloche is die shaita. But the second VA, so then, Bame Omru, Biria Risheno, Avu Biria Shnio, is mitame meisleis. So Rashi says, but why does the Braisa say in the Sefer that the rie that comes immediately after the second hefsek of 90 days is daish haito? That's only a little bit of Shimon Gamliel. So mele it requires but according to Rebbe, so since two times the chazoke, so there will be a shinuveset with two times. Alright, ve'afak av deresh Rebbe sefer Rav Shimon Gamliel til Rebbe kibn di chazli sefeini shach Rav Shimon Gamliel sheinis shneis is mitam misleis v'idam iligi ezman liris v'chozor v'avol sholishel shneis shneis nam mitam misleis. No, as a matter of fact, we don't even to change the Girse. The Maram changes the Girse, but we can understand the thesis very well without changing the Girse and thesis, because we can. The Afagav the Reish Rabbi is Sefer Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rebbe since Kivn the Chazil is Sevein Oktano Shach Hafsoka Sholeshenis Rishenis. So according to the Tolton's explanation, we are saying mitam misleis. Some male vidai gives manners is kihozro vovo sholoshenish nies. Namem tamsleis, we don't even have to change it. Mitam misleis. The chidin di tarte zim nechaze vafsoki goi mutsel rebelish university for lois legdomim shenis utsricho lischaz bedomim ulpei roze hodi tanye skeino shofo lo sholoshenish nies is the dai shaito as it like rebe. Since Rashi says that according, but that's only a little bit the alternate explanation, but a little bit the MS, it's not like that. But according to that alternate explanation, that the pshat in the price is the reason as to why of all gimleinis. So it's daishaita because of a blazer's din. But once she had 3 years, she becomes established as a teenager, she gives manoli race on a permanent level. And still Rashi says that the reason is why the Sefer says that the rear that comes in the chairs immediately after the second epsic of 90 days is daishaita because it caused the tefim gamliel. So then the question arises, why does the Braise before say, on top, skeino shavol or sholoshenis viroas or daishaita, veidovol or sholoshenis viroas or daishaita, veidovol or sholoshenis daricha nosh namislais, but the re after the second epsic of 90 days by Skeino is daishaito. So according to Rebbe, it should be a shinu veset. So according to that, alternate explanation would have to say that this braise also goes according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not according to Rebbe. So he says, ופירושי זה הודי טניס כי נשאבו שלושי נשניס די שייטו עשה דלית רבי תרבי מטמיס לאיס כלחז לסיפינו וכן פירש חשבם בפרק האחר ויניר סטייס ישראל תלהוי עולי להשס להסתפק בזה והוי עולי לפסי מדירי שרבי סייפה נאמר רבי סהו איזה דגמורי מהדה סופיק ונדן רב גיד לא מראה ואתה במחדש How could there be any salted aitoch? Because that maybe the pshat is like the other alternate explanation. According to the other alternate explanation, we'll have a big deichat. That the reishi is like Rebbe and the seif is like Shem Gamliel. So that in itself should be the best raya. That the other alternate explanation is not correct. And that the correct explanation is that the reason is why. If overall of Sholoshenis is Daishaito, because by Tineikesh, Ligez Manalira is Chizaras Lekadmuso, so why does the Gemara even have a Shaila? And Rav Gidlo Marav had to be Mechadishit. So he says, Veinir had Loyla Shasli Stafikaze, Veinir had Loyla Shasli Stafikaze, Veinir had Loyla Rebbe, Uvechazle Sefein Onam Daishaito, so it should be a Pshitest the Gemara. Kumi Bechoz Rav Olo Sholoshenis, Likach Nire, אפילו מטעם מייסלייס כחז יליסיפינו שלאחר הפסוקי שלוש עשרה שניס אז דגמור ההד מון אולטנאית אסמפשן כהפסוקי שלוש עשרה שניס דאבים של הקדומים מזדה ישייתו אפילו לרבה קיבם שלו הגיע הזמן הליריס תלז מיריס because since she was originally Luigia's Manolireis, even if we say that the three Rias does not establish her as a Gio Liris on a permanent level, but she is still to be distinguished from a woman, a regular woman, that is the Gio's Manolireis. So he says, Afil Rebbe, so. לכך נרד אפילו מטעם מייסלייס כחז ליסיפינו שלח אפסוק שלוש עם שלושי נזקף שורקס שלוש עם שני איס די הווה מסולקת בדומים אפילו מטעם מייסלייס כחז ליסיפינו שלח אפסוק שלוש עם שלושי נזקף Is I think that there is one toy sefer, not a kof but a beis, beyaf soka sholoshinish, beyaf soka sholoshinish. There should be, I think, it's toy sefer. Instead of a kof, there should be a beis. Likach nir, dafilo mitam is meis leis ki chazil is sefeino shelach raf soka sholoshinish rishenis as the. One alternate assumption was in the Gemara's Habaye, but be'afsoka sholesh eini shniyeis, the have mislekes bidomim is daishaito afilo lerebe kibum shelo yigiyaz manoliris be'afsokas, not ke'afsokas. Ke'afsokas wouldn't make sense. Be'afsoka sholesh eini shniyeis, Die haben es leute wie dumme mit da ich scheiter a viel rebe kim schon ich gas man liris wenn hinug bin lo ich gas man bin lo ich gas man liris lis keno war hi preis is keno name rebe even according to that alten explanation wie so hi und wie gas man liris wie overall schon ist nicht nies der blazer mir am bringen da ich scheiter moi bis keno rabon. In other words, Rashi says, according to Rashi, so certainly by Skeno, so if it is, if she had a hefsek of 90 days, then a rie, and then a second a hefsek of 90 days, and then a rie, so according to Rebbe, that twice is a chazoke, so here she establishes a shinuveset, with two times, and mele it will be mitame meisleis. And then, so, and the price, so we have to say that the price that says, kino shovro lo shol shenis uraso da ishaito, feit ovo lo shol shenis uraso shai arikha, ovo lo shol shenis, is still da ishaito, has to accord with Rav Shimon Gamliel, not with Rebbe. Not with Rebbe, but if it's Israelic, it can accord even with Rebbe also. So that's a pshit is according to Teisves by Skeno, because Skeno is becheskes mishlekes dam. But Teisves is a sophic. How about a regular woman, and a regular woman, but she had the hefsek of 90 days. So Rav Lezer says, Dayushait, then she had another hefsek of 90 days. And the rie, is it still die shite or not? So this is a suffix. Maybe by skeno, so because she is becheskas, mislekes dam, or normally a skeno doesn't see dam, an elderly woman. So mimele, there it says that if even if she had one hefsek in the rie and then a second hefsek of 90 days in the rie, it's still daishaito. Mashinkim, a regular woman. So even according to Rav Lezer, only the rie after the first hefsek is daishaito. But the rie after the second hefsek of 90 days is not daishaito. And that would be the pashtus haloshen of the less taloche mentioned in this price, because the less taloche mentioned the price says, "Och sheigias manoliris pam reshino daishaito shniyo mitam misleisim kigle pkide," and overall or shalishenis because daishaito, it doesn't say veid overall or shalishenis viraso daishaito. So apparently, there is no veid daishaito. There's the pashtus, but Teisus says it's suffering. Vizorchim begiers manoliris vovol or sholishani schnees, the rablesa mia minon da ishaitok my biskin or rabron, the ashminon. So according to Rashi, even by skeno, I'll leave it rapshim gamliel, it will be mitam beislays. But according to Teisves, according to Rashi, I'll not hold the family, I'll leave it the Rebbe. Even by Skeno, it will be Tam Bisleis. And the price calls with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But this is Israeli Rashi. But this is a Sophic in regard to a regular woman who is Gears Manoliris. So, Pitzorchim, be Gears Manoliris, or Shoshin Shnees, Rabbit, and Amber, and Dai Shaito, Miskin Rabbon, Lashmino, be Gears Manoliris, David Dai Shaito. Adaf Sokis, Shoshin Shishia, he is Davarim Pusetvei, there's the deal from the price, so Teisve says, Davarim Pusetvei, Mdloigi, as Manali Rei, Sein Lichi, Ates No Rai, the Afilu Ra, Sosif, Shoshin Shishia, Smitam Meis Leis, the Motsinu Meima, the Shmoch, Ashman, Legi, as Manali Rei, the Afilu Ra, Mitam Bishlish, Meis Leis, so Teisve says, all right, now, Bereif Sforim Gassinon, וכשהגיע הזמן הוליריס פעם ראשינו את הישייתו שניו מטעם מיסלעיס מנה רבי ושיבשו ולוי גרסינון In other words, you see, according to this Girse, so the Braise says Beferesh, you see. In our text, it doesn't say Beferesh. It only says, וכשהגיע הזמן לליריס פעם ראשינו דייש הייתו שני ומתם מסליס ומכדלכידי עוברו לו שלושניס רואה עשו דייש הייתו How about ועיד עוברו לו שלושניס ורואה עשו ודאז דייש הייתם מסליס So Rashi is midayik that it's mitam misleis. Rashi is mitam misleis, but Teisve says we cannot be midayik. It's lavdafki. But in our text it doesn't spell out the eid avrol or sholoshenis is mitam misleis. But there was a girl say bereif svarim garsino noch shigi az manoliris in this gemara. Pamrusheino daishaito shnio mitame meisleis. Mane Rebbe. No, one second. No, this is the price is has reference not to Ovol or Sholoshenis Viroas daishaito. So there we don't have two girsois. But the price says in this at the end, Uchshi Gias Manoliris, Pam Rishino Daishaito, Shnio Mitame Meisleis, that we have in all the Gersois. But then in this Kasha of the Gemore, the feud, so Bereis Forim Garsinon, Uchshi Gias Manoliris, Pam Rishino Daishaito, Shnio Mitame Meisleis, Mane Rebbe. So Teisve says, that's Ishibush. This is Shibus. I made a mistake, in other words. This is reference here, the Gemara is quoting not the very last clause in the Braise of Ovol or Sholoshenis Viraza Daishaito, but the clause before that, Uchshigias Manoliris Pam Rishino Daishaito, Ushnio Mitam Misleis. That's true according to all your says. So the Gemara is quoting it now. וכשהגיע הזמן הליריס פעם ראשינו די שייטו שניו מטעם מיסלעיס מנה רבי ושיבוש ולא יגעסינו לו אלא because then it would follow according to the say that this halacha that is mentioned in the safe of the price that a woman שהגיע הזמן הליריס so פעם ראשינו די שייטו שניו מטעם מיסלעיס can only accord with רבי it's not true it can accord with everybody ושיבשו ולגסינו, הורגסינו, מנה רבי, in other words, the Gemara, we're not geres here in the Gemara da feud. Here, we're not geres, כשהגיע הזמן הליריס, פעמושים די שייט השניר מטעם מיסליס. But just מנה רבי, מנה רבי. So in other words, the מנה רבי has reference to the reish. ומוכח מראש הם דני כשלגי הזמן הליריס דיקטון השליש ישראל יקחו אנושים והי משום דיבטרי זמנה וחזוק ובהי דיז מסחסקל מטעם מייסלעיס because the gemot the ratio of the price says that the neki shall be as man oliris so in order to establish his herself because kasraya she has to have three riyas So in the third riyah it's already mitam misleis and the halacha is that the riyah that established her as a reo so that is not mitam misleis and see here it says that the third riyah is mitam misleis apparently she established herself becheskas riyah in the riyah before in the second riyah But the one that established the Becheskes Reya is still Dayeshaito, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the third Riya she establishes herself, Becheskes Reya, so it will be Mitam Misleis only the fourth Riya, not the third Riya. This is Gemara. Man Rebbe Umuchan Reish, Neishle Gizman Lire, Liktone, Shlishis, Harikhlanoshim, Vain Mishum Diptrezin, Navahazoke, Uvahidi Mishaskel, Mitam Meisleis, Dil Rebshim Gamliel, Ad Ria Revis, Lavik Khlanoshim, אבל סייפה דיגר זמן ולירייס, דישניו מתמיס לאייס, עושה יקול העלמה, דיבריוסו רישיינו הוא עוזקו, כי דתנן בנה עמוד הישייתו בריאו רישיינו, ומסניס נל, סומלו יקנת גייריס, לייטן דריף סבורים, וכשהגיע זמן ולירייס פעם רישיינו דיישייתו שניו מתמיס לאייס, מנה רבי, בקוז דהלוכף שניו מתמיס לאייס, is according to everybody. על כוחה ומסניסן דמישנה על מישנה that we had דף דף זיין עמד א' עמד בייס that certainly goes according to רשם גמליאל ומסניסן only this ברייסה goes according to רבי but the מישנה goes according to רשם גמליאל because the גמורה says in יבומס Vestes Vishirame Uet Sosam Lutanik Rav Shimon Gamliel. In other words, there's a machlek between Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether two times established Chazaki, or three times. So the Gemara says, Yivomes, Dafsamar Dalet, the Bnigir Shiramuste, Shiramuet. So we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because if a knock scores, the first three times, the owner pays only half damages. If he goes the fourth time, then the owner pays full damages. Not the third time, but the fourth time. And Ligabi Vestes, so when is she considered to be an Isha Sheishla Veset Kavua, if she already had three Ries, not if she had two Ries. So he says, Alkocha, ומסניס מלכור חסק רב שם גמליאל לפרק הבור ליבנתי אמרינו וס וישרה מועס וסונטני רב שם גמליאל אבל קרבלו יש וסונטני וידי מסייפה דייק וראשית רב שם גמליאל איף ויקבורת אקסנט גירסי וכשהגיע זמן לירס פעם ראשם דיים שייטה שני מתמיס ליס מנה רבי so then it will follow that Misefe Daik and only the Seife is like Rebbe but the Reish is like Hashem Gamliel Tiksha Reish Hashem Gamliel Seife Rebbe so it's a Raya that the Girse even though it exists in Reif Svorim or Shigi as Man Liris Pam Hashem Da Ishai Toshnim Tamus Leis Man Rebbe is a Mishabeshes Vim Tema די הוכע אומאד בייערי די מצקינו לולן תם מיסלייס ופירש לאן איז רופן גאב מישל לוקובי שון אומאד די נאפירס מחסקיס אַх אַ שובה די אי נאָט די איין דאס איז צו סייפער צו חליי מאדי ופייריק אילן איז רופן גאב מישל לוקובי שון אומאד די אפירס מחסקיס אחר שובה שתי אפירס מיד כניס ניס לי כיפה על לי בדי רבי here we say that in the ratio of the price that says תנאיקה שלי הגיע זמן לירייס So here then she had Rishino Daishai. Then she had Rioshnio, so it's Daishai. Then she had Rioshlishis, so then it's Mital Mislais. And that is according to Rebbe. Now according to Rebbe, so twice is a Chazoki. So the question is, Monefshach, if it accords with Rebbe, so why does the Braise say that only the third is Mitam Misleis, but she established herself Becheskas Reyev, the second Reyev, twice is a Chazoki, so let the second Reyev be Mitam Misleis. The answer is, that Reyev that establishes herself Becheskas Reyev, is Dayashait. So we see that only the Rie after she established herself is Dayashait. So how is it the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ligabi the Aloche of Kife? There is Aloche of Kife. In other words, if a certain person is Ever Ananisa Kores three times is Eva Nisa Kores, three times, and then there is a soy. Kife is also an English. It's not Daud Mrs. Besden, but the Gemara says that Kife requires Gmardin. So it's also an English. And it requires a soy. It requires a soy. For so if a person was either an Nisakoras, let's say Chilev, three times and the Omasrim, he's not Chayv Mrs. Besden, but Kain Sinesil Kife. The Gemara in Sanhedrin explains it, mentions it possible. It's Aloch Lamesh Misinai, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that it's based upon the fact that he was Huzak to be an Avarian in Issacharis. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a shaila whether Malkis Marzik case or Averis Marzik case. If we say Malkis Marzik case, so then he has to get three times Malkis for an Issacharis, let's say Chilev. So there is Malkis also. So if he got Malkis, he ate Chilev once, he got Malkis once. Then he ate Malkis, then he ate Chilev a second time, and he get the Malkis a second time. And then he ate Chilev a third time, and he got Malkis a third time. Then, after he got three Malkis for an Issacharis, he ate Chilev a fourth time, so then his Kain Sinei Selikif. If we say Malkis, if we say Averis Marzi case, so it's not the fact that he got three times Malkis, but the fact that he was Eiver three times in Issacharis with Asoy. If Asoy, so the Gemara says, if Malkis Marzi case, so the Chiyuv Kife will only be Chal when he eats Chilev the fourth time. If we say Averis Marzi case, so after he eats Chilev the third time with Asroye, so then his case is Likife. So we see that the same Avere that is Marzikim as an edict, in other words, the Chiyuv Kife is based upon the fact that he already addicted himself to the Chilev, and that in all probability, and maybe so, he's going to do it again and again and again. So that's why I heard from my father, suppose he does tshuve like this, Mrs. Besden or Malkis, so tshuve does not take off the chiyuv, only Ligabi Kores or Mrs. Bishamayim, but Neinesh B'di Odom, so tshuve is not effective, but Ligabi the chiyuv kife, since it's based upon the fact that in all probability he'll continue doing that avera again and again, if he does tshuve, so then that probability doesn't apply, so then there is no chiyuv kife. So ligabi kife tshuve is effect. So the Gemara says gabi misha lo kofishono di averis marzikeis, if we say malkis marzikeis, he'll only be chayuv kife after he eats Chilev the fourth time, after having gotten Malkis three times, and he still doesn't stop eating Chilev, so that's the raya that he's an addict and he's Chayv Kife. But if we say Averis Marzi case, so after he ate Chilev the third time with Asroye, so then he's Chayv Kife. Ufeiz an sofen gan mishe lok vi shoma doma di averis mazik sa shof sta averis mi at kins li kifa li bi rebe. How is it that li gabi this is? So here we say, tineke shli gias man aliris. So according to Rebbe, that she became huzok aliris with the secondary. So still, the secondary is not mitam misleis, but the one after it. And over there we don't say that the Averis Marzi case should be Chayev Kife only when he does, he eats Chilev the fourth time. But we say that third time when he was Vulzak to be an Avay and an Edict in Chaylev, he's already Chayiv Kivay. V'yishlim HaSotayis gives a very simple teretz. V'yishlim HaDosam Kivay Shulzak Vavire. Malum Lehamti Nachiyave Pam Shlishis. Avloche Chachomim Tiknu Meis Leis Im Tire Achar Shehurzik Oliris. So over there, because in order to be Chayiv Kivay, he has to be established as an Edict. So the moment he was Eva, and he's a chile three times with a soy, so he's already an edict, so he's chayv mis, a chorus edict. Mashinkin here, the chachomim are misakin meis leis for a woman who already had established this herself, becheskasle. Now, here we have a machlekes between now, so